सर्वेभ्यः अद्य तिङन्तप्रक्रियायाः त्रयस्त्रिंशः पाठः एप्रिल् मासस्य पञ्चमः दिनाङ्कः येनाक्षरसमाम्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम् भादिगणस्य चुरादिगणस्य च धातूनां प्रक्रिया अधीता अद्य चुरादिगणस्य धातूनां रूपसिद्धिं पठामः ततः पूर्वं किञ्चित् पुनरावर्तनम् चुरादिगणस्य सर्वेभ्यः धातुभ्यः णिच् प्रत्ययः विधीयते सत्यापपाशरूपवीणातूलश्लोकसेना लोमत्तस वर्मवर्णचूर्णचुरादिभ्यो णिच् सत्यापपाश इत्यादिभ्यः कानिचन नामपदानि उच्यन्ते अन्ते चुरादिभ्यः चुरादिगणस्य ये धातवः तेभ्यः णिच् भवति निर्निमित्तकम् देर् इस् नो निमित्त फर् इट् सो As soon as you have a dhatu of the churadigana, swarthe nich pratyaya bhavati. Yam cha nich kvachit vikalpyate kvachittu nityaha. Adhrishiya ganasya, churadiganasya antarganaha, adhrishiya ganaha. Adhrishiya ganasya ye dhatavaha, tebhyaha nich vikalpena bhavati. Asvadiya ganasya ye dhatavaha, tebhyaha api nich vikalpena bhavati. पतगतौ इति धातुः अस्ति चुरादिगणे तस्यापि णिच् विकल्प्यते गणसूत्रेण एभ्यो धातुषु ईकारः उकारः ऊकारो वा इत्संज्ञां प्राप्नोति ते सर्वेऽपि धातवः वैकल्पिकनिज्वन्तः तेभ्यः विकल्पेन णिच् विधीयते अत्र केचन अपवादाः सन्ति यत्रि मत्रि तत्रि कुद्रि इत्येते धातवः यद्यपि इदितः तथापि नित्यमेव णिचं प्राप्नुवन्ति अन्ये सर्वे एतादृशाः धातवः विकल्पेन णिचं प्राप्नुवन्ति ततः अदन्ताः धातवः दृष्टाः कथगण इत्यादयः तेषु संयोगोपधाः येषाम् उपधायां संयुक्तवर्णः विद्यते ते धातवः अपि विकल्पेन निचं प्राप्नुवन्ति तत्र सकारादयः ये तान् निहाय एक्सेप्ट् द सकारादिधातूस् आल् अदर् अदन्तधातूस् विच् हाव् अ कम्पौण्ड् लेटर् इन् देर् उपधा आर् गेट् निच् आप्शनलि तथा भू कृप अनयोः धात्वोः अवकल्कने अर्थे निच् भवति अन्येषु अर्थेषु निच् न भवति अवकल्कनं नाम मिश्रणं तस्मिन्नर्थे निच् भवति अन्येष्वर्थेषु न भवति अतः तत्रापि रूपद्वयं सिद्ध्यति यत्र णिच् नास्ति एभ्यः धातुभ्यः तत्र कर्तरि शप् इत्यनेन शप् विधीयते अतः णिच् सहितं एकं रूपं भवति केवल शप् सहितम् एकं रूपं भवति ततः निजन्तेषु पदव्यवस्था निजन्ताः प्रायेण उभयपदिनः निचश्च इति सूत्रेण कर्तृगामिनि क्रियाफले अर्थनेपदं विधीयते शेषात् कर्तरि परस्मैपदं भवति अतः प्रायेण पदद्वयमपि अस्ति किन्तु तत्र पुनः अन्तर्गणद्वयं चुरादौ आकुस्मीयगणः तथा आगर्वीयगणः तेषु गणेषु ये धातवः ते आत्मनेपदिनः नित्यम् आत्मनेपदमेव प्राप्नुवन्ति न कदाचित् परस्मैपदम् ततः णिच् प्रत्ययः विधीयते इदानीं सः सनादिषु अन्यतमः अतः सनाद्यन्ता धातवः इत्यनेन निजन्तानां धातुसंज्ञा विधीयते पुनश्च सः आर्धधातुकः तिङ् षित् सार्वधातुकम् आर्धधातुकं शेषः तिङ्भिन्नत्वात् षिद्भिन्नत्वाच्च अयम् आर्धधातुकसंज्ञां प्राप्नोति ततः णिचि परे कानि कार्याणि भवन्ति. आदौ धातुः अस्ति ततः णिच् प्रत्ययः क्रियते. णिच् प्रत्ययनिमित्तकत्वेन कानि कार्याणि भवन्ति. ये आकारान्ताः धातवः तेषां पुक् इति आगमः भवति. अर्ति ह्रीव् लीरि क्नुयीक्ष्मायाताम् आताम् इत्यस्ति. आकारान्तानां धातूनां णौ णिचि परे पुक् इति आगमः भवति. पुक् इति पकारागमः स च कित् कित्वात् अद्यन्तौ टकितौ इत्यनेन अन्तावयवः. ज्ञा णिच् इत्युक्ते ज्ञाप् इ तथा दा णिच् दाप् इ इत्यादि. ये इगन्ताः धातवः ते अचोर्णिति इत्यनेन वृद्धिं प्राप्नुवन्ति. णित्वात् णिचः णित्वात् अचोर्णिति इति वृद्धिर्भवति. ये अदन्ताः धातवः ह्रस्व अकारान्ताः यथा उक्तम् अयं विशेषः. प्रायेण अदन्ताः धातवः अन्येषु गणेषु न दृश्यन्ते. अत्रैव यत्र यत्र अकारः धातोः अन्ते अस्ति प्रायेण इत्संज्ञां प्राप्नोत्येव. चुदादिगणे एव अदन्ताः धातवः दृश्यन्ते. तत्र अकारस्य णिचिपरे अतोलोपः इति सूत्रेण लोपः भवति. अकारः रूपे न श्रूयते. इट् गेट्स् डिलीटेड्. तस्य प्रयोजनं तु उपधाकार्यनिषेधः. लुप्तस्य अकारस्य स्थानिवद्भावात् उपधायाः यानि कार्याणि उक्तानि अग्रे लघुपुगन्तलघुपधस्य च इत्यनेन गुणः अत उपधायाः इति वृद्धिर्वा न भवति. सो द सोल् पर्पस् आफ् मेकिङ्ग् अ धातु अस् अदन्त इस् टु प्रिवेण्ट् द उपधा कार्य. ततः अदुपधाः यत्र अकारः ह्रस्व अकारः उपधायाम् अस्ति अनुबन्धवर्णस्य लोपानन्तरम्. आल्वेस् द अन्त आर् द उपधा इस् डिसैडेड् आफ्टर् डिलीटिङ्ग् द इत्संज्ञा लेटर्. इफ् यु हेव् चूर स्थेये वेर् अकार इस् अनुनासिक इट् इस् नाट् अदन्त. वि रिमूव् द अनुनासिक अकार बै तस्य लोपः. ओन्ली देन् वि सी नौ इट् इस् उकारोपध नाट् अदन्त. सो द डिसिशन् आफ् द अन्त एण्ड् उपध आफ् अधातु इस् आल्वेस् आफ्टर् रिमूविङ्ग् द इत्संज्ञा. ये अदुपधाः यत्र ह्रस्वाकारः उपधायाम् अस्ति तत्र उपधायाः वृद्धिः भवति अत उपधायाः इत्यनेन. ये लघु इगुपधाः यत्र उपधायां विद्यमानः वर्णः इक् वर्णः लघुश्च तत्र पुगन्तलघुपधस्य च इत्यनेन उपधागुणः भवति. सो द नार्मल् कार्य फार् चुरादिगण इस् वृद्धि फार् अजन्तस् and upadha vriddhi or upadha guna for halantas. Of course there are specialities, special karyas. Mitaha, there are some dhatus in the churandigana which are designated as mit. Tesham mitam hrasvaha ityanena upadhayaha hrasvaha bhavati. So whatever, I mean, you might apply one of these karyas earlier ata upadhayaha itiva अचोयनिति वृद्धिर्वा भवितुम् अर्हति. ततः यदि सः धातुः मित् तर्हि मितां ह्रस्वः इत्यनेन उपधायाः ह्रस्वः भवति. कृतसंशब्दने इति धातुः अस्ति. तत्र ऋकारः उपधायाम् अस्ति अतः उपधायाश्च इति सूत्रेण तस्य इकारादेशः पुरण्ड्रपरः इति रेफसहितः इर् इति. कृत् इत्यस्य स्थाने किर्त् इति भवति. ततः उपधायाञ्च उपधाभूतव्यो रेफवकारौ तदुपधायां विद्यमानस्य ईकः दीर्घः अतः कीर्त् इति धातुः सम्पद्यते. கிருபா அவகல்கனே இது தாந்தோஸ்து கிருபோரோலக இத்தனேன குணே கிருதே கிருபோரோலக இத்தனேன லப்வம். So these are the karyas. So two special dhatus, the rest are all common. Okay, these are the karyas which happen when followed by nich. So once we do this, we have the nijanta. Okay, you have added the dhatu and the nich, you have a nijanta. Saha punaha sanadyanta dhatavaha ityanena dhatu samyam prapnoti. Ataha tasmat lakaraha vidhiyate. यदि लंग लकार तरहि अडागमः धातुः यदि अजादिः तरहि अडागमः प्लस्य स्थाने तिवादयः विकरणः सिंस द निजन्ता इज अ धातु एंड इट इज नॉट एनी स्पेसिफिक अदर विकरणस् औत्सर्गिकतया कर्तरि शप् इत्यनेन शप् विकरणः क्रियते. నిజంతస్య శపి పరే సర్వదా గుణః భవతి సార్వధాతుక అర్ధధాతుకయోః ఇతి గుణః ఏకారః. దిస్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఇకార, ఇట్ షుడ్ బి ఏకార. సో ద టైపింగ్ ఎర్రర్. శపి పరే గుణః ఏకారః, సిన్స్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఆల్వేస్ నిచ్ అట్ ద ఎండ్, నిచ్ ఇస్ ఇకార అట్ ద ఎండ్. సో వెన్ ఎవర్ వి డు గుణ వి ఆల్వేస్ గెట్ ఏకార. తస్య ఏకారస్య శపి పరే, శపః అకారే పరే ఏచో అయవాయావః ఇత్యనేన అయాదేశః. అతః సర్వత్ర చురాదిగణస్య ధాతుషు అయ ఇతి శ్రూయతే. సచ అదంతః అంగం అదంతం. సో అదంతాడంగాత్ ప్రత్యయ నిర్మాణం, లడాదిశులక లడాదీనాం లకారాణాం ప్రత్యయ నిర్మాణం తథా ప్రత్యయే పరే యాని కార్యాణి తాని సర్వాణి భాదిగణవత్ భవంతి. సో ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఇస్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ ద సేమ్ యాస్ భాదిగణ. దెర్ ఇస్ నో చేంజ్ అట్ ఆల్. ఎనీ క్వశ్చన్స్? ఏకః ప్రశ్నః అర్తిహ్రీవ్లీరి నీక్ష్మాయాతాం ఇతి సూత్రే పుంగ్ణౌ ఇతి పాఠః అస్తి. పుంగ్ణౌ ఇత్యపి అస్తి అనునాసిక సంధిః. యరోనునాసికే అనునాసికో వా ఇతి వికల్పేన విధీయతే. పదాంతే అనునాసిక సంధిః వికల్ప్యతే. అతః పుక్ పుక్ణౌ ఇత్యస్య పుగ్ణౌ ఇత్యపి భవతి, పుంగ్ణౌ ఇత్యపి భవతి. ఎనీ అదర్ క్వశ్చన్స్? So adanta dhatavah, can I explain again? Sure. So there are some dhatus in the churadigana which are adantas, so which means that the akara there is not itsamya. So the akara does not get an itsamya and it remains in the dhatu. So pada, gatau, graha, mrida ityadayah dhatavah yatra ante akaraha asti. When it is not itsamya, we add the lakara to this dhatu. You have pada and nich. So you have pada e nichipare ato lopah. అదంతస్య అంగస్య లోపః భవతి అర్ధధాతుకే పరే. సిన్స్ నిచ్ ఇస్ అర్ధధాతుక, ద అకార ఇస్ డిలీటెడ్. సో యు హావ్ పద్, గృహ, మృగ్, ఎట్సెట్రా. సో అదర్ క్వశ్చన్ ఇస్ వై ఆర్ దే క్లాసిఫైడ్ యాజ్ అదంతస్. యది అకారః ఇత్సమ్యకః తదాపి అకారస్య లోపః భవత్యేవ, తస్య లోపః ఇత్యనేన. సో ఎనీవే యు డోంట్ హియర్ ఇట్ ఇన్ ద ఫైనల్ ఫామ్. సో వై మేక్ ఇట్ అదంతం. యత్ర అకారః విద్యతే తస్య చ అతో లోపః ఇత్యనేన లోపః భవతి తత్ర స్థానివద్ భావః భవితుం అర్హతి. అండ్ అనుబంధ లెటర్ విల్ నాట్ గెట్ స్థానివద్ భావ ఎవర్. సో దిస్ నౌ ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ డిలీటింగ్ ఇట్ బై அதோலோபா அஜஹ் பரஸ்மின் பூர்வ விதௌ பரநிமித்தா அஜாதேச நிச் பிரத்ய நிமித்தக அஜஹ அகாரஸ்ய லோபரூப ஆதேச ஸ்தானிவத் ஸ்யாத் ஸ்தானிபூதாதஜ பூர்வத்ர த்ருஷ்டஸ்ய விதௌ கர்த்தவ்யே. இஃப் யூ டிலீட் த அகார ஃப்ரம் பத இட் பிகம்ஸ் பது இ. So now can we do vriddhi by ata upadhayaha. The upadha now, once akara is gone, pad is the form. Tatra upadhayam hrasvaha akaraha asti. Ata upadhayaha ityanena vriddhihi bhavati va iti prashnaha. Na bhavati sthanivad bhava. Since the deleted akara is brought in by sthanivad bhava, if that akara is there, the previous akara is not upadha. If it is not upadha, it will not get vriddhi. So the form will be padayati and not padayati. If it is not adanta, then the form would be talayati, tadayati. Tad becomes tadayati, kshal becomes kshalayati. But if it is adanta, pad becomes padayati and katha becomes kathayati, gana becomes ganayati. So there is no upadha vriddhi. Similarly, upadha guna, mruga. You have mruga. If the akara is gone, rukara is in the upadha. Puganta laghu upadha sya ityanena gunaha prapnoti. Sthanivad bhavat gunaha nishidhyate. So you will not have margayati. The form will be mrugayati. Similarly with the other one. Any other questions?
Swamiji, could I ask a question from last week?
Yes.
On the edit, the discussion on edit was a bit much to follow, but I think I got it in the end. I'm not totally sure. But then when we went on to Yatri and Matri, Yatri Matri, that was a little bit more difficult to understand. I'm not clear on that at all.
See, the question is, the dhatu is idit. What is the purpose of any dhatu being idit? You get num. Idito num dhatohu. So numagamaha. Right. So why not put the nakara? Anyway, it will compulsorily get the nakara. Why not put the nakara originally in the dhatu itself? We have dhatus like that. You already have mantha, danda, and so on. You have dhatu right, in which nakara is already there. So it means there's a distinction. Yeah, so if there is a nakara originally, you can delete it by aniditam hala upadhayaha kingiti, which clearly says aniditam. So for those which are not idit. So if you are getting a num through idit, you cannot delete the nakara. So the purpose of making a dhatu idit is to protect the nakara from being deleted. Is to prevent the nakara from being deleted at a later stage. So that is why you make it idit right, and then bring in the nakara. Now, if there is a dhatu in the churadigana, it will always be followed by nich, compulsorily be followed by nich. Nich is not kit or nit. The aniditam hala upadhayaha kingiti can operate only if the following pratyaya is kit or nit. Now, if these dhatus are compulsorily followed by nich, which is neither kit nor ngit, there is no scope for operation of aniditam hala upadhayaha kingiti. So, in such a case, there is no...
In the entire gana.
Yeah. So, I mean, in whichever case it is, you always have nich. So, you will never be followed by a direct kit or ngit pratyaya, which means you can never operate aniditam hala upadhayaha kingiti. So, to prevent the operation of that sutra, you need not have idit. Panini could as easily have, I mean, whoever wrote the dhatu patha could easily have given the nakara in the dhatu itself, instead of making it idit and bringing in the nakara. You know, the purpose of making it idit is to prevent deletion of nakara. So if there is no possibility of deletion of nakara, so why make it idit? Why not give the nakara directly as a part of the dhatu? So, by the fact that he made it idit and not give the nakara directly, we assume that there are cases where it can be followed directly by a kit or ngit pratyaya, which can happen only if nich is optional. If nich is compulsory, there is no possibility of any other pratyaya coming. So if nich is optional, so there might be a possibility of the dhatu encountering a kit or ngit pratyaya directly. So in such a case, there is a possibility of losing the nakara. So to prevent the nakara deletion, he makes it idit and brings in the nakara later. This much clear?
Yeah, but that's outside of the...
B.
That's outside of niche.
Yeah, I mean, if in the case where there is no niche...
It doesn't happen in the case of niche.
Yes, yes. In the case where there is no niche, it can directly meet a kit or nit. In that case, we do not want the nakara to be deleted. So, he has not given nakara originally in the dhatu. We bring it by idit, so that the nakara is protected.
Right.
So, that's right. Fine for the dhatus, most of the dhatus. But there are these four dhatus, yatri, matri, tatri, kudri. Basically, where again, the ikara is preceded by a sanyukta akshara. In these cases,
right.
You have, say, you remove the ikara, you have yatri, matri, etc. You add num. So, the num is always added mid achaha antyat paraha, after the final ach. So, it becomes yantra, mantra, tantra, and kundra.
Right.
So, now, going by the same logic, we have a nich vikalpa, and say you have a kitta nich pratyaya, say you have a kta pratyaya. Okay. Now, can you apply aniditam halavpadhaya? The argument says it is to protect the nakara from being deleted. Okay. So the
is
to prevent. But now nakara is anyway not in the upadha. So whether you have a kintingin pratyaya or you have a nich, you cannot delete the nakara at all. So this argument will not hold good. So for those dhatus, you cannot argue that, okay, the idit, make sure that nich is optional so that it can encounter a kit or nit. I mean, whether it is nich or any other pratyaya, the nakara will never be deleted. So for those, idit is actually purposeless. Ideally, he should have given them as yantra, mantra, tantra and kundra. So why did he do it? It is a different thing. It does not carry any purpose. So we do not say that nich is optional using the argument, because the argument does not hold good. So they have nich compulsorily, those four dhatus. So for them, whether it is nich is compulsory or optional, the idit does not make a difference. So, I mean, why have nich optionally? Since it is in this dhatu, make it compulsory. But
okay, so it's compulsory niche in those four dhatus because of that whole discussion, of course.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, there's one more question.
Okay,
yes. Puk ityatra katham ukarasya lopaha iti kashchana prashnaha. Puk yat sarvatra agameshu sahavarnaha. Mostly it is ukara, whether you have num or nut or puk. The ukara is treated as ucharanarthaka. It is there just for pronunciation. So, it is not a lopa of it. I mean, even in case of letters of pronunciation, there are different views. Some people say we remove it by itsamya. Other people say it's just not there. So, either case, it is not heard in the agama. The agama is always only the first letter. Which is num is nakara, nut is also nakara, nuk is also nakara. So the last letter is an identifier for the position. The ukara, mostly ukara, it is the letter which is just for pronunciation. It does not carry any purpose. Whether you remove it by itsamya or just because saying that it is ucharanartha, it does not carry any other purpose other than facilitating pronunciation. Okay. Okay, so now the exercise. How many people have been able to solve? At least a few. Okay, so maybe we'll do a few today, and then so that you have an idea of it. So for the rest, we can do it in the next class also. So first, I've given the example. Jishwe Kirtaya Keshavam Muraripum Cheto Bhajash Sridharam. Okay, Ravichandanji.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Kirtaya Lord Madhyame Ekvachan Parasme Pada. Kriyut Sam Shabdane. Then Kriyut Upadeshe Ajjanasika It. The Akara go. So it's Kriyut. Then you have Kriyut Nich Satya Pavasha that sutra. Then you get Kriyut E to do Halantyam Tasya Lopa. Then you have Kir E Upadayascha. Then we have Kirt Upadayamscha. Kirt, that becomes a Dirga Ikara. Then you get Kirti, the E gets added. Then we have the Sanadhyanta Dhatava. So the Dhatu now is Kirti. Then we have Kirti Lotcha. Then we have Kirti Sip. We have Atiptas G thing. Then we have Kirti C, Alantyam Tasalopa. Then we have Kirti Shab C, Kartari Shab. Then we have Kirti A C, Alashak Vadatide. So the Shab, the only Akara remains. Then we have Kirti A C, Saradhatu Aravataka Yohu, Avigat Guna. Then we have Kirtaya, so Kirtaya, H O A Y A Vaha, plus C. Then we have Kirtaya, Ser Apicha, Ato Hehe, so it's the lopa of that E. So this is Ato Hehe, so we get Kirtaya.
Right. So Jishwe Kirtaya Keshavam Muraripum, Kirtaya, Samshabdhane. So it is, Kirtaya is to recite the names of the Lord. This is from the Mukundamala. Jishwe, addressing the tongue, O tongue, recite the names of Keshavam Muraripum. Chetaha Sridharam Bhaja. So that is from the Bhadigana. Chetaha is the mind. Sridharam Bhaja. Serve the Lord. Okay. So Kirtaya, the special thing when we add Nich, there is Upadhayascha, the Ir Adesha, followed by Upadha Dirgha by Upadhayancha. Okay. So that is special about it. The Angakarya, the Pratyanirmana, Serhya Picha. C is replaced by He. And because the Anga is Adanta, the He is deleted by Atohehe. Okay. Okay. So anybody else for the next one? Mahadevan?
Okay.
Shuyate, kinchid uchehi, uchedam.
Ajna payat tada raja sushidha pravadeshwara. Ajna payat. Lang, prathum prathe ekhatanam. Jnya yoga. Jnya
Long
सशक्त प्रकृति के सरल बिंदु सूर्य कहा इतने में अति
धन्यवाद. So, Gnya Niyoge, Niyoga is order, that is the Dhatu. So, when followed by Nich, Arti Hrivli Ri, it is Utrena, Puk Agamaha, so it becomes Gnyapi is the Dhatu. So, do Shap, Tip, so Tipi Itashcha Ityanena, Ikarasya Lopaha, Adagamaha. So, you have Agnyapayat and the Ang Upasarga. Anybody else? So, Agnyapayat Tada Raja, Tada Raja Sugrivaha, the King Sugriva, Plavageshwaraha, Plavagana Vanarana Mishwaraha, the King of Monkeys, Agnyapayat, he ordered. That's all. Okay, next one. Anybody else has tried? Paul, you want to try? Have you done this? Three? Yeah.
Yes, yes, I'm waiting. I'm ready.
Yes.
So I can do. So, La Layet Pancha Varna Varshani Dasha Varshani Varshani Tadayet. Pamper till 5 years old, until 10 years one should spank.
Yes. Okay. 10 years after that. Till he is 15. Prapteyate shodashe varshe putram mitravadacharet. So when he reaches, that's the second part of the shloka. So when he reaches, once the child reaches 15.
After 10 years. Okay.
And the first 5 years you have to pamper, the next 10 spank, and once at 16, treat him or her as the friend.
I missed out.
Okay.
So, my question was a little off then. Okay. You'll be ending the spanking too soon, I guess. Okay. So, okay, so we get the lal. So, lal is bhavadi gana state, parasmai padi.
You have lala in Sriradi Gana, right?
Yeah, okay. I had some trouble with that because it was Atmanepadi, I believe.
Is it? I mean, even if it is.
And so then.
Okay.
So I thought I had to take it from Bhavadi Gana. That was also.
I mean, there is no prayer in Arthaka here. Even if it turns out to be Atmanepadi.
Okay, I thought so. Yeah. Well, let's see what I can do with it. I don't know what the dhatu is. Is it a lala?
Yeah, lala is the dhatu.
Okay, so then let's see what I can do with it. Then we have lal upadeshe runatika yeta tasya lopaha, lal nich. So you have satya apapasharupavina tula shloka sena loma tvacha varna varma varna. Churna Churadi Bihanich. And then you have Lal E Chupu Halantyam Sasyalopaha. You have Lali Ata Upadayaha and Sanadyanta Dhatavaha. Then you have Lali ling vidini mantrana mantrana adishta samprashna prarthaneshu ling and then you have lali l we have upadeshe nasika hit halantyam tasya lopaha lali hip Siptasti siptasta mitvasmasta tam jata sa tam dvamit vahim vahim. And you have lali ti halantyam tasya lopaha. Lali shap ti kartari shap. Lali ati lashakvata dite halantyam tasya lopaha. Lale ati sarvadatu garidatu kayoho. Lale ayas ti Yasut parasmai padeshu udata nitcha halantyam tasya lopaha ukara ucharanartha. Then you have lale yas ti shut titoho halantyam tasya lopaha ukara ucharanartha. Lale yati ling Salopaha anantasya and then aparancha ling aslingaha salo or anantasya. Then lale iti ita ya iaha.
Ato ya iaha.
Ito yeaha.
Ato
yeaha. Ya ato yeaha.
Ato yeaha. Ato la.
Yeah, ato ya iaha. So then la le a iti lo po vyorvali la laya iti echo yava yavaha la laya it then itascha and then la laye ad gunaha suktingantam padam.
Yes. Wait. So lale. So there is a difference in the pada. So it should have been actually atmane pada, but we know that I mean, especially in such shlokas, the pada vyateya is pretty common because there is no prerenartha here. So it's probably just going with tadayet. They made it lalayet, but we do find that there are quite a lot of cases where pada vyavastha is not very strictly followed. So lalayet panchavarshani, tadayet is the same. So the tada is the dhatu. You have ata upadhayaha, it becomes tadi, and from lali to lalayet is the same as tadi to tadayet. Yeah, so today is, I mean, it might be legal there to spank. The same thing is probably also coming in India. So, well, it need not be a literal hitting, maybe it's, you have to, I mean, interpret it according to the age where you live. But at least the enforcing of rules or the discipline should definitely be there after the child reaches a certain age. Okay. So the next one, Pararatha Anushthane Rahayati Nirapam Swartha Parata. Rahayati. Amritavalli?
Ahamakrita Mathe.
Oh. You have a question? Prashna Hastiva?
Mastahav.
Anybody else who has tried? There was a question I think earlier. Sorry, I forgot. Huh. Yeah, this one. Chetaha. Jishwe Ketay Keshavam Mulavitum. Cheto Bhajak Shridharam. Chetaha is not in third or seventh. No, Chetaha is Sambodhana, Ekavachanam. He Chetaha. Chetaha, Chetasi, Chetamsi. He Chetaha, He Chetasi, He Chetamsi. He Chetaha, Shridharam Bhaja. So everything in the whole shloka is all addressed to the different organs. Okay. That is from the Mukundamala. Okay. Any other questions or anybody else who can volunteer to? Solve anything? If not, yes. Suji?
Namaste. Let me try.
Oh, yes, please.
Rahatya again.
Yes.
Raha seems to be Daklakaraha.
Yes.
Okay, skip the stiti. Raha, Upadeshe Adannasika Ete.
No, this is an Adanta. Dakara is not Anunasika.
Oh, okay. Atulopaheti Raha.
Yes.
When Nich comes.
Yeah. So it's after Nich you have. So Raha, it is this one, the Adanta. Or you can say it is, I mean, the other one is Mit. So either way you will get the same form. But depending on which dhatu you take. Yeah, carry on.
Raha plus Nich plus Mat. Raha Sutu Halantyam. Raha plus T. Plus Lat Lakara.
Like, okay.
Raha plus T Rahi plus Shap plus Shap plus Tip. Rahi plus T plus T. Dasakotantiti. Halantyam. Sarvadataka Adhazatka Yoga. Rahe plus A plus B. Echo Vayavaha. Rahaya.
Yes, thank you. So Rahayati. So as you can see, there are two dhatus, both Rahatyage. So in one case, it is an Adanta, so Akara is not it. So Raha E, Atolopaha iti Allopaha, so you get Rahi. Upadhavrati is prevented because of the Sthanibadbhava of Akara. You get Rahi A Ti, Rahe A Ti, Rahayati. In the other case, if it is Itsamya, so you have Rahu E, Ata Upadhayaha, Rahu E, and because it is Mit, Mitam Haraswaha, so again it becomes Rahi. Rahi a ti, rahe a ti, rahayati. Tyajati ityartha. Parārthānuṣṭhāne. When he is trying to implement the deeds for others, nrupam or a king, svartha parata rahayati. So all selfish desires leave him or have to leave him. So it is a shloka from the Mudra Rakshasa. The king cannot have anything for himself, because he should be continuously engaged in doing things for others. Parartha anushthane rahayati tyajati ityarthah. Nripam swartha parata nripam tyajati. So the selfishness leaves the king. Okay. Anybody else has tried anything else? Or we can have this in the next one. Yeah, so there's a question, why duplicate the dhatu both ways? Well, surprising, I mean, there are cases where we do find that dhatus are duplicated. There are different reasons. I mean, sometimes there is a difference of swara, sometimes there is a difference in gana, I mean, sometimes there is a difference in meaning. So in this particular case, we have to see, because, I mean, there is no difference in meaning and no difference in form. So I'll find out why. Is there a difference anywhere between the two? Now, there are some cases where we do find that some dhatus are, there are duplicate dhatus. We find that throughout the ganas. Okay. So this particular case, I'm not sure. I'll find out. One more question. Where do we actually do mitam hraswaha? There. I mean, you have rahu e. No, mitam rasvaha applies soon after you have the niche. Okay, because it is a nichi rasvaha. Mitam rasvaha is specific to that. So we do it after ata upadhayaha, we do mitam rasvaha. Okay. So So it could be this Saraha, it could be a Pathaveda, but I mean both dhatus are accepted in the Siddhanta Kaumudi and also by Pushpa Dikshit. Usually if it's a Pathaveda, it will be ignored. So I'll find out if there is a reason. Amritavalli? Sorry?
శ్రూయతే ఉపదేశ అజననాశికేతు తస్యలోపః ఇతి లోపః చూత్ భవతి అనంతరం సత్యావకాశేతి సూత్రేణ నిచ్ అనంతరం ఉపదేశ అజననాసిక అలంక్యం తస్య లోపః ఇతి చోరి ఇల్
దశక్వసర్జితే
అలంక్యం తస్య లోపః ఇతి షకార పకారస్య లోపః చోరి అనంతరం సార్వధాతుక ఆర్ధధాతుకయోః ఇతి చోరే అయవయవః ఇతి చోరయ జి అనంతరం జోంతః ఇతి చోరయ ఇంతి చోరయంతి
చోరయ అంతి దెన్
చోరయ అంతి దెన్
అతో గుణే అతో గుణే అపదాంతాదకార గుణే పరతః పరరూపం సో యు హావ్ చోరయ అంతి యు గెట్ పరరూప చోరయంతి సమార్జితం త్వన్ మధు మిష్టమన్యే సుఖేన మర్త్యాః ఖలు చోరయంతి సంబడి అడ్రెసింగ్ ద హనీ బీ శ్రమార్జితం త్వన్ మధు మిష్టం సో ద యువర్ హనీ which is mishtam, very sweet, shramarjitam and gained through great effort, anye martyaha, but those humans, sukhena chorayanti khalo, they take it away or steal it very easily. The people put so much effort but is stolen by humans. It's a part of some verse. Okay. So the next from sixth one, maybe we will do it in the next week. So you will have some time to go through this because there is no exercise for this week. So I can concentrate on this for the next one. Okay. Any questions? So we will now enter the third gana which we are studying, the Tudadi gana. Okay. Tudadi gana ha, dhatu pathakrame shashtaha gana ha. Bhadihi, adadihi, juhotyadihi, divadihi, swadihi, తుదాదిహి రుధాదిహి తనాదిహి క్రియాదిహి చురాదిహి ఇతి క్రమః తత్ర తుదాదిగణః షష్ఠః గణః తుద వ్యథనే ఇతి ప్రథమః ధాతుః అత ఏవ ఏషః తుదాదిహి సో ఆల్ గణాస్ ఆర్ నేమ్డ్ ఆఫ్టర్ ద ఫస్ట్ ధాతు ఆఫ్ ద గణ సో ద ఫస్ట్ ధాతు హియర్ ఇస్ తుద వ్యథనే ఇత్యారభ్య పిష అవయవే ఇతి పర్యంతం ధాతు పాఠే తుదాదిగణః సిద్ధాంతకౌముద్యాం శతోత్తరం సప్తపంచాశత్ ధాతవః అస్మిన్ గణే సో ఇఫ్ యు కన్సిడర్ ఆల్ ద డిఫరెంట్ పాఠాంతరస్ అష్టసప్తత్యుత్తర ఏకశతం ధాతవః అస్మిన్ గణే దృశ్యంతే సో యు హావ్ ద తుదాది హియర్ So, to the Vyathane, it's Arabhya. So, पिश अवयवे इति पर्यन्तं धातुपाठे अयं गणः सदविकरण द मेन थिंग विच सेपरेट्स द डिफरेंट गणास ऑफ द धातु पाठ इज द विकरण प्रत्यय राइट सो द डिफरेंट गणास वेरी इन देयर विकरण दुदारि गणस्य विकरणः श प्रत्ययः दुदारिभ्यश्यः इति सूत्रम् सुदारिभ्यः इति पञ्चमी बहुवचनम् शः इति प्रथमैकवचनम् सार्वधातुके इत्यनुवर्तते कर्तरि इत्यपि अनुवर्तते द सेम् थिङ्ग् द कर्तरि एण्ड् सार्वधातुके आर् देर् फार् आल् द विकरण प्रत्यय स्टार्टिङ्ग् फ्रम् शप् सर्वे विकरणाः कर्त्रर्थे सार्वधातुके एव सो प्रत्ययः परः आद्यदात्तः धातोः इत्यधिकारः सो तुदादिभ्यः धातुभ्यः परः आद्यदात्तः श प्रत्ययः स्यात् कर्त्रर्थे सार्वधातुके परे इति सूत्रार्थः तुद् ति ति इति सार्वधातुकः सो तस्मिन् परे तुद् इति धातोः श इति प्रत्ययः भवति तुद् अ ति लिख अ ति इत्यादि सो तिदादिभ्यः इस् द विकरणसूत्र फार् दिस् गण अयं च शप् प्रत्ययः तत्र लशक्वतद्धिते इति शकारस्य इत्संज्ञा तस्य लोपः अ इति शिष्यते सो यु हाव् अ फ्रम् शप् यु हाव् अ फ्रम् श उभयत्रापि अकार एव श्रूयते तर्हि को भेदः शप् शयोः वाट् इस् द डिफरेन्स् बिट्वीन् शप् अण्ड् श द ओन्ली थिङ्ग् इस् द पकार शप् had pakara as it, sha does not have it. What difference does that make? We have to see. Because shakara, both of them have the shakara as it in common, tinshit sarvadhatukam etyanena, sarvadhatuka samya asti, shapratyasya api asti. Just like shap, sha is also a sarvadhatuka pratyaya because it is shit. Shitvat ayam sarvadhatukaha. So any karya which is specified for sarvadhatuka will happen when followed by sha. So the first itsamya, the shakara is common. The next one, pit. The difference being pit and not being pit. Okay, this is the key to tinganta prakriya. Okay, knowing the difference between pit and apit. Sarvadhatukam apit. There's a sutra which applies universally. अपित् सार्वधातुकं निद्वत् स्यात् इदं सूत्रम् अधीतं पूर्वमपि अपित् सार्वधातुकं यत्र यत्र सार्वधातुकप्रत्ययः सार्वधातुकः नाम तिङ् अथवा षित् यः सार्वधातुकप्रत्ययः पित् न भवति सः निद्वत् भवति सार्वधातुकम् अपित् इस् अन् अतिदेशसूत्र सो यु हाव् इट् ङ्कुटादिभ्यो निनन्यत् विजयत् विभाषोर्णोः सार्वधातुकम् अपित् ञित् इति अनुवर्तते अपित् सार्वधातुकं ञित् सो एनी सार्वधातुक विच् इस् नाट् पित् ईस् टु बि ट्रीटेड् एस् ञित् ओके प्लीस् रिमेम्बर् आल्वेस् पित् अण्ड् ञित् आर् टु मेन् केटेगरीस् इन् सार्वधातुक वेन् एवर् यु सी अ सार्वधातुक प्रत्यय द फस्ट् थिङ्ग् टु नोट् इस् दिस् पित् आर् नाट् पित् If it is pit, it is not nit. If it is not pit, it is nit. So, atra sarvadhatukam apit ityanena, pitva abhavat. Since sha is not pit, there is a nidvat bhava. That is, the pratyaya will behave as if it is nit. Tarhi kim bhavati? Kim prayojanam nidvat bhavasya? The first main thing is, nitita iti gunavriddhi nishedhaha. ङिति च इति सूत्रमस्ति गिति किति ङिति च प्रत्यये इग्लक्षणः गुणः वृद्धिर्वा न भवति सो दिस् ङिति च प्रिवेण्ट्स् गुण आर् वृद्धि वेन् फालोड् बै अ प्रत्यय विच् इस् कित् ङित् आर् गित् सो यत्र यत्र निद्वद्भावः तत्र गुणः निषिध्यते वृद्धिरपि निषिध्यते दट इज द मेन पर्पस् आफ् निद्वद्भाव वन आफ् द मेन पर्पस् नॉट द मेन बट दट इज वन थिंग विच ऑपरेट्स दट इज वॉट डिफरेंशिएट्स भ्वादि फ्रॉम तुदादि इन द भ्वादिगण इफ यू रिमेंबर द औत्सर्गिक अंग कार्य इज गुण सार्वधातुकार्धधातुकयोः अथवा पुगन्तलघुपदस्य च इति गुणः एव प्रधानः टु कम टु तुदादि दट गुण इज टोटली प्रिवेंटेड सो इवन दो द प्रत्यय द फॉर्म ऑफ द प्रत्यय इज द सेम यू स्टिल हैव द अकार लाइक यू हैव से पठ अ द सेम थिंग यू हैव से लिख अ हियर बट द कार्य चेंजेस टोटली यू कैनॉट हैव गुण सो इफ यू डू नॉट हैव गुण वॉट डू वी हैव is what we have to study in the Tudadigana. Okay. So there's a question here, why should the sutra not be G K Niti Cha? I said it as Kiti Niti Giti. No, I mean it cannot be G K Niti. You will have Khari Cha, so it can, you can have the double Kakara there. K K Niti. But the Kakara can be optionally deleted by Jharo Jhari Savarne. So the It is popularly written as Niticha, and you cannot pronounce all of them together also. You cannot, some people pronounce it as Kiniticha, that is another pronunciation. You add a ki to the ni. You cannot, it's a Sanyuktakshara between Kakara, Kakara and Gakara. You cannot pronounce it. It is pronounced as Niticha. Some people say it as Kiniticha because, I mean, to emphasize on that Kakara, which is wrong. There is no Ikara next to the Kakara. The pronunciation is not accurate, but at least it has the kakara. There are three letters there, g, k, ng. So, git, chit and nit. So, the g, k becomes k, k because of kharicha. The k is dropped by jharojhari savarne. So, it is popularly written this way. So, whichever way it is written, you have to remember that it has three factors. Git, kit or nit, there is no guna or vritti. So Nitya iti guna vritti nishedha because of nidvadbhava. Because it is nit, we can apply Nitya and prevent any guna or vritti from operating. The second thing is samprasarana, possibility of something called samprasarana. Samprasaranam namakim iti agre uchyate. Samprasaranam api niti vidhiyate athava kiti vidhiyate. Ataha samprasaranam bhavitum arhati. Anyani nit nimittakani karyani. So there are other karyas which depend on nit. Like say you have aniditam halaupadhayaha, kingiti and so on. So there are many karyas which specify nit as the nimitta. So any karya which has nit as the nimitta can also operate. Those are the different implications of nidvadbhava. So I am सार्वधातुकः अपित् सार्वधातुकः अपित्वात् नित् भवति राइट सो किं भवति सो नाउ यू हैव अ धातु ऑफ द तुदादिगण एंड यू हैव श से यू हैव द फर्स्ट धातु तुद तुद इति धातुः तत्र श इति विकरणः यू हैव तुद अ व्हाट वुड वी डू इन द भादिगण यू हैव मुद अ पुगन्तलघुपदस्य च इत्यनेन गुणे कृते मोद मोदते मोदेते मोदन्ते इति रूपाणि अत्र तु गुणः कर्तुं न शक्यते सो वाट् डु वी डू इन् द एब्सेन्स् आफ् गुण वाट् आर् द डिफरेण्ट् कार्यस् विच् हेपन्स् सो इन् केस् आफ् तुदति नथिङ्ग् हेपन्स् यु जस्ट् प्रिवेण्ट् गुण इट् स्टाप्स् देर् सो यु हेव् तुद् अ ति तुदति लिख अ ति लिखति सो इफ् यु नोटिस् द तुदादिगण मेनी आफ् द धातुस् हियर् have that laghu ik in the upadha. So where the sole purpose would be to prevent guna. Gunasya nishedhaha bhavati. But there are other cases where there can be something else. If you do not have guna, something else can operate. So now we have to see what is the karya. She shapratyaye pare kani karyani bhavanti iti drashtavyam. Amritavalli.
किमपि नास्ति क्षम्यताम्
शे अङ्गकार्यं शप्रत्यये परे किम् अङ्गकार्यं भवति सो प्रथममस्ति इयङ् उवङौ अचिष्णुधातुभ्रुवां युवोर् इयङ् उमङौ अचि इति सप्तम्येकवचनम्, श्नु धातु भ्रुवाम् इति षष्ठी बहुवचनम्, युवोः इति षष्ठी द्विवचनम्, यङ् उवङौ इति प्रथमा द्विवचनम्. अङ्गाधिकारे इदं सूत्रमस्ति. असिद्धवदत्राभात् इत्यपि अधिकारः. कः अर्थः? युवोः यङ् उवङौ, युवोः इकार उकारयोः, E plus U becomes U, so the shashti of U becomes Yvoho, like you have Gurvoho, this becomes Yvoho. So Yvoho is Ikara Ukarayoho. Ikara Ukarayoho, Yang Uvangau, so there is Yang and Uvang as the Adesha. Kutra, Shnu Dhatu Bhruvam. So if the Ikara or Ukara belong to Shnu, Shnu is another vikarana, it is the vikarana of the fifth gana, swadibhyaha shnu, dhatu, if they belong to the dhatu, or bhruvam, to the word bhru. Shnu pratyasya yaha ukaraha, dhatoho yau ikara ukarau, athava bhru shabdasya yaha ukaraha, tesham, yakara ikara ukarayohu, shnu dhatu bhruvam ikara ukarayohu, यंग उवंग इति आदेशौ स्तः अचि वेन फॉलोड बाय एन अच विच अवर एन अजादि प्रत्यय बिकॉज इट इज अंगाधिकार प्रत्यये परे अजादौ प्रत्यये परे श्नु प्रत्ययांतस्य इवर्णांत उवर्णांत धातोः सो फॉर श्नु प्रत्ययांत अवर एन अंग विच इज एंडिंग इन श्नु और इवर्णांत उवर्णांत धातु अ धातु विच एंड्स इन इवर्ण और उवर्ण और भ्रू इत्यस्य च अंगस्य यंग उवंगौ स्तः सो देयर इज यंग फॉर इकार उवंग फॉर उकार अचि परतः व्हेन फॉलोड बाय अच सो यंग इत्यत्र ङकारस्य ङिच्च इत्यनेन आई मीन हलन्त्यम् इत्यनेन इत्सम्या सो अकार इज उच्चारणार्थ सो यू हैव य इज द आदेश उवंग इत्यत्र उव इज द आदेश निच्च इति सूत्रेण अन्तादेशः दिस इज अनेकाल बट इट विल रिप्लेस द एंड विच मीन्स इट रिप्लेसेस इकार एंड उकार ई इज रिप्लेस्ड बाय इय उ इज रिप्लेस्ड बाय उव ओके सो यू हैव शक्नु अन्ति शक्नु इत्यत्र द नु इज फ्रॉम श्नु ओके इट इज द फिफ्थ गण सो श्नु इत्यत्र उकार शक्नु अन्ति बिकम्स शक्नुव अन्ति उकारस्य उव इति आदेशः सो शक्नुवन्ति शक्नोति शक्नुतः शक्नुवन्ति सो यू हैव री अन्ति इन द तुदादिगण सो अ इज श सो री अन्ति रिय अन्ति सो ई इज रिप्लेस्ड बाय इय रियन्ति सिमिलरली धू अन्ति उकारस्य स्थाने उव इत्यादेशे धुवन्ति रियन्ति धुवन्ति इज फॉर द धातु Here ikara and ukara is in the dhatu. Shnu dhatu bhruvam. So in case of the bhru shabda, you have bhru aha, so it becomes bhruv aha, bhruvaha. So achi ajadav pratyaye shnu dhatu bhruvam. Yvoho ikara ukarayoho iyang uvangau. So this is achi shnu dhatu bhruvam yvor iyang uvangau. So this happens when there is no guna. If it is shap, if this where shap says you have ji anti, there is the possibility of achishna dhatu bhruva, but it is overruled by guna. Sarvadhatuka ardhadhatuka yoho iti gunaha etam badhate paratvat. Since it is para, you have guna. It becomes j anti and jayanti. Okay? So you will not see the application of this sutra in the bhadigana, even though the conditions would exist. You see this operating only when guna is prevented. Yatra gunaha na bhavati, gunasya nishedhaha, tatraiva achishna dhatu bhruvam ityasya praptihi, drashtum shakyate. Clear? A very important sutra for the tudadigana. Just like you have guna as the common angakarya in the bhadigana, tudadigane yang vangau, achishna dhatu bhruvam yivoho yang vangau. यत्र धातुः इकारान्तः अथवा उकारान्तः तत्र इयङ् वङौ भवतः say you have ikarantaha dhatavaha. Ri a becomes ri a. Riyati riyataha riyanti. Pi a. Piyati piyataha piyanti. So dhi a becomes dhiya. Kshi a becomes kshiya. Tathaiva ukaranteshu. Gu a becomes guva. Guva a guva. Dhru a dhruva. Ku a kuva. Nu a nuva. Dirghahava rasvahava bhavatyeva. We do not have ikaranta dhatus in the studadigana. Ukaranta stasanti. So we have nu a becomes nuva. Su a suva. So ikarantanam ukarantanam cha. Achi shnu dhatu bhruvam yvoho yang uvangau. So how do we know this karya occurs only in the absence of guna? Because, I mean, if there is a possibility of guna, guna will overrule achishna dhatu bhruvam. Because it is a parasutra. Viprathisher hai param karyam. Yadi gunasya sambhavah asti, tarhi vipratishedha deva. Vipratished hai param karyam. Ataha gunaha bhavati. Yatra gunaha nasti, tatraiva asya pravrati hi drashtum shakyate. It is not in the sutrartha, it is because of the vipratishedha. Okay. So gunasya abhave itam drashtum shakyate. So there's a question, can we say this is effectively for the 2, 3, 5, and 6 ganas? Well, not necessarily. Do not generalize, because this will operate wherever there is an ajadi pratyaya. It can also be outside the vikarana pratyaya. I mean, achishta dhatu bhruvam can apply even if the wherever the pratyaya is kit or nit, so that there is no guna. So let us not generalize it for the dhatu. Okay, I mean, you cannot say that it is for the 2, 3, 5, 6. Because in the second gana, it has to be the pratyaya, ajadi pratyaya also. So, you cannot generalize it for the gana. It is for the, you have to take the sutrartha as it is. Just that if there is a vipratishedha between guna and yang umang, guna will overrule yang umang. Okay. The question is bhru the dhatu bhrun. No, bhru is not the dhatu. It is bhruhu bhruvau bhruvaha. Bhru means the eyebrow. It is a pratipadika. Okay. Okay. So, achi shnu dhatu bhruvam yvohu yang uvangau. So, that is the first karya for sh. So, ikarantanam, ukarantanam, yangvangam bhavataha. Ye rukarantaha dhatavaha. Tesham kim bhavati? Ring. Ring shayag lingshu. Iti sutramasti. Ring iti prathama ekavachanam. Shayak lingshu. Iti saptami bahuvachanam. Ritaha iti anuvartate. Akrit sarvadhatukayoho ityapi anuvartate. So if you look at the sutra patha, so 7, 4, 28. So you have ring shayag lingshu, ring rataha ityataha, rataha iti anuvartate. Akrit sarvadhatukayor dirghaha ityataha, akrit sarvadhatukayoho iti angadhikaraha. Vritaha, rikarantasya, angasya, ring bhavati, sha yak lingshu. When followed by sha pratyaya, yak, the sarvadhatuke yak, which you hear in all the bhave and karmani, pathyate, likhyate, so that is yak, and linglakare. Okay. So, in these three, when followed by Shap Pratyaya, Yak Pratyaya or a Ling Lakara Pratyaya, Rakarantasya Angasya, Ring Iti Adeshaha Bhavati. Ring Ityatra Ngakaraha Iti. So, Ri is the Adesha. Nitvat Nitcha Iti Antadeshaha. Antyasya Rakarasya Ri Iti Adeshaha Bhavati. Angasya Ityadhikaraha. Ridantasya Angasya. When Anga, which is Rakaranta, gets Ring Iti Adeshaha Syat. She, Sha Pratyaye Pare. Yaki, Yak Pratyaye Pare. Yadav Asarvadhatuke Lingi. So, Akut Sarvadhatuka Yoho applies to Ling. So, there is again, Yadav is also an Anuvratti. I think I... So, where is the... Yadav? Ayang Yi Kingiti. So, you also have the Yi as the Anuvratti. So, Yakaradav. So, when followed by a Ling Lakara, which is Yakaradi and not Sarvadhatuka. Ardhadhatuka Ling is Ashirling. So this sutra applies also in Ashirling where there is Yakaradi. Yasut, you have Yasut in Ling. So you have Yat, Yastam, Yasuhu. Ataha Yadav Asarvadhatuke Ling. So Rudantasya Angasya Ring iti Adeshaha Syat. Shapratyaye, Yakpratyaye, Yadav Asarvadhatuke Lingicha. Okay. So, udaharanam, mr iti dhatu hasti, shashtagane. So, you have mr a, which is sh. So, it becomes mri a. Rikarasya ri iti adeshaha. That is ring. Nangakara is it, so it replaces only rikara. Mr ityasya sthane, mri a. Now, it is ikara. Ikarasya achipare. Achishnadhatu bhruvam, yvoriyang vangav iti iyadeshaha, mriyate iti rupam. So similarly, if you have yak, the bhave karmani yak, you already have the ya, mriya. So ring shayag lingshu ityanena ringi, mriya. Here if I have mriya, if you do the iyang, you do get mriya there. Here directly the pratyaya is yak, so it becomes mriya. You have the Ashirling. You have Mr Yat. Yat is Ashirling. So, Asarvadhatuka Ling, which is Yakaradi. So, again you get Ring. It becomes Mriyat. Okay. Sha Yak Lingshu. Ring Shayak Lingshu. Rutaha. Radantasya Angasya. Akrit Sarvadhatuka Yohu. So, the Pratyaya should not be Krit or Sarvadhatuka. So, since we are already saying Ling, it means that it is not krut. So we just say asarvadhatuke lingi. Any questions? Ikaranta ukaranta yoho achishnudhatu bhruvam ityanena yang uvangau rakaranta sya dhatoho ring shayag lingshu ityanena ring adeshaha. There is a question by Nilesh. Sorry, I could not. Can you please type it in? There is one more question by Paul. The difference between G and Yak. Sorry. Where is the Yi?
Oh, okay. The Yi is confusing me. I guess it's in the...
From the Anuvritti.
Anuvritti.
Yi means Yakaradav. So, Ayang Yi Kiniti means Yadav Giti Pratyaye. So, when followed by a nit, which begins with a yakara. So here gets anuvritti everywhere. So everywhere this dirgha applies when the pratyaya is yakaradi. Now in case of this sutra, we do not apply yi to sha because the sha pratyaya is never yakaradi. We do not apply it to yak because yak is always yakaradi. So we don't apply it to sha or yak. Even though yi is anuvritti from ayangikinyati, we do not apply it to sha because asambhavat. Sha is never yakaradi. So we do not also apply it to yak because yak is always yakaradi. So there is no point in saying yakaradav yaki. But we do apply it to ling. Ling can be yakaradi, can begin with a different letter. So this sutra applies when ling lakara starts with yakara and is not sarvadhatuka. So the sutra says yadav asarvadhatuke lingi. So lingi pare. Kidrishe lingi yakaradav asarvadhatuke lingi pare ring bhavati. So again, we have akrit sarvadhatuka yohu. So the akrit part does not apply to any of it here because all the nimittas here are not krit. So akrit sarvadhatuka yohu, it will apply in the previous sutras. So here, akrit does not apply to any because sha is not krit, yak is also not krit and ling is also not krit. So we don't take the akrit part, we only take the asarvadhatuka and that too only for ling. Okay, because sha can never be not sarvadhatuka. Sha pratyaha sarvada sarvadhatuka eva. Yak pratyaha kadapi sarvadhatuka na bhavati. It is always asarvadhatuka. So always remember a visheshana is applied when there is a possibility of both. Sati vyabhichare visheshanam. So if you are saying, giving a visheshana, there should be a possibility where the visheshana applies where it does not apply. Okay. If you are saying asarvadhatuke she, when there is she which is not sarvadhatuka, it is impossible. She will always be sarvadhatuka. If you are saying asarvadhatuke yaki, it is pointless because yak is always asarvadhatuka. So we do not apply that to both. We apply it only to ling because ling can be sarvadhatuka, can be asarvadhatuka. So this specifies only when this is asarvadhatuka. Similarly, ling can be yakaradi, can be different adi. So it applies only when ling is yakaradi. Sarvatra visheshanam savyabhicharasyaiva. So we do not apply visheshanas pointlessly. I mean, see, even though there is yi and again akrit, sarvadhatukayoho as anuvratti, you cannot apply it to everything. We apply it only where it is required. So then why akrit? It is used in the previous sutra and in the next ones. It is not used in this sutra, that's all. Atra anuvrittihi asti, atra krittityasya prayojanam nasti, purva sutra tasya prayojanam astyava. Okay, clear. So, ikaranta ukaranta yoho, iyang uvangau, rikarantasya ringa. Okay. So if you look at ling, you have pr, a, she, ring, shayag, ling, shu, ityanena ringi, pri, a, achishna dhatu, bhruvam, yvoriyang, vangam, ityanena yangi, priya, mr, a, becomes mri, a, mriya, dr, a, dri, a, driya, dr, a, dri, a, driya, driyate, mriyate, Driyate, Sriyate, ityadi. So everywhere where it is Rukaranta, we get Ni. Okay. So now you have the rukarantas. We already saw a part of it earlier. Ruta it dhatoho iti sutramasti. ऋतः इति षष्ठी एकवचनम्, इत् इति प्रथम एकवचनम्, धातोः इति षष्ठी एकवचनम्. सो अङ्गस्य इत्यधिकारः ऋकारान्तस्य धातोः अङ्गस्य इत् इति आदेशः भवति. सो ऋकारान्तधातु विल् गेट् इ, ह्रस्व इकार आस् द आदेश. ऋकारस्य विधीयमानः अण् नाम इकारः उरण्ड्रपरः इत्यनेन रेफसहितः. सो यु द इकार कम्स् अलाङ्ग् वित् द रेफ, सो यु हाव् इर् इति आदेशः. सो कृ अ बिकम्स् किर् अ, ऋकारस्य इकारः रेफसहितः. सो कृ अ किर, गृ अ गिर. सो इकार उकारयोः इयङ् वङौ, ह्रस्वऋकारस्य रिङ्, दीर्घऋकारस्य इर्. Clear? We will stop here. We will continue with the Tudadigana in the next class. So please complete the exercises of the Churadigana. Churadiganasya abhyasam samapayantu so that we can move on to the Tudadigana exercise which will come up next class. So we should be able to finish Tudadigana next class. There is not much exercise, easy, you know. Any questions, please ask. Yes?
Atra, upadhayam cha na agachati va?
Upadhayam cha iti sutrasya. रेफवान्तस् रेफः वकारः वा यत्र उपधायाम् अस्ति. सो द रेफ आर् वकार शुड् बि इन् द उपधा आफ् द धातु, लैक् यु हाव् किरुत्. सो द उपधा हेज़् रेफ, द इकार प्रसीडिङ्ग् युवर् गेट्स् दीर्घ. हियर् रेफ इस् नाट् इन् द उपधा, इट् इस् अट् द एण्ड्. सो उपधायाञ्च विल् नाट् अप्लै हियर्. येनाक्षरसमाम्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः. वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्.